Now, before we leave your ears, we want to recap yesterday's Super Tuesday results. On the Republican side, John McCain has emerged as that party's front runner. He won New York, taking all 101 of its delegates. He also won California, Illinois, his home state of Arizona, Oklahoma, and Missouri, Connecticut, Delaware, and New Jersey. He said last night he knows that he'll win the White House.
My friends, we will do it by standing up forcefully for those principles that have made our party and our country so successful, and by rejecting appeals for retreat and timidity in the face of the challenges of our time.
McCain's main rival, Mitt Romney, carried Massachusetts, Utah, North Dakota, Minnesota, Colorado, and Montana. Although that's considered a disappointing showing for the former Massachusetts governor, Romney vowed to soldier on. But the biggest surprise of the night was Mike Huckabee. The former Arkansas governor won big in the South, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, and Tennessee. While he trails Romney and McCain in the delegate count, he says he's not going anywhere anytime soon. In fact, he took a moment last night to give Romney a gentle shove towards the door.
Over the past few days, a lot of people have been trying to say that this is a two-man race. Well, you know what? It is, and we're in it.
Now, on the Democratic side, it is close, very close. Barack Obama won more states. Hillary Clinton won bigger states. And in the end, that means Clinton picked up more delegates. Barely. Clinton took California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Arizona, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Arkansas. Addressing her supporters last night, she said she's ready to keep on fighting.
We know the Republicans won't give up the White House without a fight. Well, let me be clear. I won't let anyone swift vote this country's future.
Barack Obama took 13 contests, including primaries in his home turf, Illinois, as well as Alabama, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Utah, and Missouri, according to the AP. He won six states where there were caucuses: Alaska, Colorado, Kansas, Idaho, Minnesota, and North Dakota. Here he is as the final results were coming on in.
It's a chorus that cannot be ignored, a chorus that cannot be deterred. This time can be different because this campaign for the presidency of the United States of America is different.
Only one state, New Mexico, is too close to call. According to the AP, the candidates are 100 votes apart, and nearly 17,000 provisional ballots have yet to be counted.
Now, New Mexico may not be over as of right now, but we are. So you can find all of the election results in detail at NPR.org, plus analysis of the races from NPR editors and reporters. But we will be online blogging throughout the day, NPR.org/Bryant Park. But that does it for this edition, the audio portion of the BPP.
The Bryant Park Project is directed by Jacob Gans.
Our staff includes Dan Pashman, Ilyan Chilag, William Rosenfeld, Angela Ellis, Caitlin Kenny, and Pauline Bartoloni.
Elsa Butler, Laura Silver, and William Hoffman light up our lives as interns.
Manoli Weatherall is our technical director, ably assisted by Josh Rogerson and Manya Zuba.
Hey, Trish McKinney is our editor. Laura Conaway edits our website and blog.
Our senior producer is Matt Martinez. Sharon Hoffman is our executive producer.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
She's the newscaster and co-host today. I'm Allison Stewart.
We are online all the time at NPR.org/Bryant Park. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.